There are several different bills on telemedicine for lawmakers to consider, but when it comes to the Senate's plans, only one proposal is finding widespread support from various physician groups, at least so far. That's because an amendment introduced to the bill by Hialeah Republican Representative Renee Garcia singles out nurses, pharmacists, and others who are engaged in their own fight in this year's session.
ARNP, PAs, and pharmacists will be able to practice telemedicine just as they do under their existing scope of practice. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we're very clear that this does not expand the scope of practice of any of these professions.
That means, for example, advanced registered nurse practitioners, or ARNPs, would still have to work under the supervision of a doctor. The Florida Medical Association, the powerful doctor lobby group, has pushed to limit telemedicine to doctors in Florida. It won that concession in another Senate telemedicine bill. But Phyllis Oders, a lobbyist for the nonprofit South Florida hospital chain Baptist Health, worries restricting telemedicine to Florida registered doctors will hurt the industry.
Nurses are using that, and pharmacists right now are using that. This is in my hospital, but across the country, there's any number of professionals that are using teletechnology in order to increase the patient care levels.
What Oders does not want to see is the state roll that back. That's why her group and others are pleased to see their inclusion in a Senate bill backed by Jacksonville Republican Aaron Bean and in Garcia's amendment. Another Garcia amendment lets out-of-state doctors and Florida-affiliated hospitals, health plans, and so-called sister facilities see Florida patients. The thought is that if anything bad happens, those physicians are still liable under Florida law. But Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers doesn't believe that will be the case.
And then we're going to allow out-of-state doctors, which is fine, but I feel like that they should be required to have coverage to protect in a situation that they give the wrong information. I felt like the bill covered pretty much that up until we added the amendment to the amendment.
Evers and Republican Port Orange Senator Dorothy Huegel are not backing Bean's telehealth bill. Huegel says she's also not supportive of the additional provisions for out-of-state doctors in affiliated hospitals and health plans.
This is very new telemedicine. It may be the wave of the future, but I still think we need to concentrate on the patients. And the bottom line is these doctors are not licensed in Florida. That's it. They're not licensed in Florida. No matter how many exceptions we make, they're not licensed in Florida, so they don't have the same accountability as Florida physicians do. And so I cannot support the bill.
To be clear, telemedicine is already happening in Florida. Now lawmakers just have to agree on the regulatory framework for it. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.